Hi, and welcome to Memory Thread number 5 of the WDW Pensieve. I'm Bob, curator of the Pensieve, and the recorder of my family's memories of our trips to Walt Disney World. Thanks for joining me in revisiting our recent vacation. This thread is of our visit to Disney's Hollywood Studios, in particular our visit to Star Tours: The Adventures Continue. We recorded this memory thread on March 29, 2015, which was our second day at Walt Disney World. We arrived at Hollywood Studios a little after the park opened that day. Crowds were relatively low at that time. After entering the park, we started making our way towards Star Tours, taking our time and getting used to seeing Hollywood Studios without the giant Sorcerer's Hat that had been there every other time we had visited. Let me tell you, it is a big difference. We had a fast pass for Star Tours, but its scheduled time was about 20 minutes away, so we decided to see if we could do a walk-on ride of Star Tours first. We got there and the wait was about 10 minutes, which pretty much means you can just walk onto the attraction. We made our way through the queue and had our adventure in the Star Wars universe. By the time we got done, it was time for our fast pass. We exited the attraction, weaved our way through the obligatory gift shop, and went right back into the queue with our fast pass. Once again, it was a walk-on. This time, after we got done, we decided to see if we could walk on again, which would tie our record of 3 times in a row on the same day for Star Tours, which we accomplished last year. As some of you may know, being able to ride Star Tours 3 times in one day, let alone 3 consecutive times, is usually a hard thing to do on most normal days in the park, as Star Tours is a very popular attraction. So we were psyched to see if we could do it again, and lo and behold, we were. So after tying our record, the family decided that it was time we went to do something else in Hollywood Studios. Truth be told, I could have gone a 4th time. As we walked out of the gift shop and passed the entrance to the queue, the wait time was still very low and we could have walked on again and broken our record. Oh well, maybe next year. Anyway, let me give a little background on the attraction. Star Tours: The Adventures Continue is a 3D motion simulator attraction located at Disney's Hollywood Studios, with similar installations at Disneyland and Tokyo Disneyland, and one opening soon at Disneyland Paris. Set in the fictional Star Wars universe, Star Tours takes guests on a turbulent excursion across the galaxy as droids C-3PO and R2-D2 attempt to safely return a Rebel spy to the Rebel Alliance. This iteration of Star Tours takes place between Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and Episode 4, A New Hope, unlike its predecessor, which took place after the events of Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. The attraction at Disney's Hollywood Studios opened on May 20th, 2011. Similar to the functionality of a previous attraction, Star Tours: The Adventures Continue places guests in the role of space tourists en route to a predetermined destination. The queue is designed to resemble a spaceport terminal. Posters advertise voyages to different planets, and a large LCD screen informs riders of the benefits of booking flights with Star Tours. The queue is populated with audio animatronic characters, including C-3PO and R2-D2, that interact with one another. 2 G2 droids interact with guests as they conduct their tasks. The more outspoken droid processing the passenger's luggage on a scanning system reveals the luggage's contents to the guests waiting in the queue. Many references, gags, and in-jokes are made via the contents of this luggage. Guests then retrieve their 3D flight glasses and are directed by a flight agent to one of several concourses where they wait to board. The ride sequence is randomized, with a branching narrative. This gives Star Tours the advantage of being both highly repeatable and constantly surprising. Even though guests can experience 54 different journeys, the main priority of delivering the Rebel spy to safety is accomplished no matter what the sequence is. The Rebel spy's identity is chosen by the cast member operating the ride vehicle from among the guests on the attraction, and their picture is presented during the ride. When referring to the spy, characters will alter their dialogue depending on the gender of the person chosen as the spy, for example him, her, or them. Sometimes no guest is chosen as the Rebel spy and a generic photo is used. There are 11 random segments of the film. 2 opening segments, 3 primary destination segments, 3 hologram message segments, and 3 ending destination segments. When combined, they allow 54 different possible ride experiences. After exiting the ride vehicle, guests are shuffled through the space terminal and into the attraction's gift shop. The Florida version is called Tatooine Traders and is inspired by a desert outpost in Mos Espa. And now, let's take a ride across the galaxy with Star Tours: The Adventures Continue.
Check left. 1, 2. Check right. 1, 2. Okay, listen up, everybody. If you're not hearing left and right, you should switch your headphones around now. This is going to be a whole new experience. We're going to put you in the middle of the action, live. You're going to hear everything the talent hears as though you were right there with him when it happens. Sounds dangerous? Well, it could be. We're not sure how it's all going to work out. Anything can happen, and it usually does. Okay, talent's ready. Cue the opening.
Star Tours 1401. Tower is awaiting your diagnostic readouts.
That's us. Stand by for systems check. Forward lights. Check.
Following safety information. When the automatic doors are opened, please proceed directly across the ramp into the cabin. Continue to move all the way across your aisle, filling in every available seat. Galactic regulations require that all carry-on items be safely stowed in your seats. To fasten your restraint, use the yellow strap to pull the bell cap from the right side of the seat and snap the belt into the buckle on your left. For your safety, remain seated throughout your flight with your restraints securely fastened. And please watch your children.
Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad ajustado.
Do not put on your flight glasses until instructed to do so by a crew member. One final reminder, photography is never permitted on any Star Tours flight. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask a Star Tours agent. You'll be boarding in just a few moments. Thank you.
Star Tours, 1401, you are cleared for departure.
1401? That's us. We can't take off. The captain isn't on board.
Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
Excuse me. You don't seem to understand. I am not the captain. I am C-3PO.
1401, cleared for takeoff. Contact departure on frequency 429.
Wait! Wait! R2-D2, I am not programmed to fly these things. Now just turn us around this instant before we get into trouble. I knew it!
Prepare to be boarded, Captain.
I'm afraid there's been a terrible mistake. I am seeing.
We know you have this rebel spy on you.
I've never seen that human before. are they, Putin?
This is a restricted area. What are you doing here?
I have no idea.
Stay clear of the combat zone.
Combat zone? Oh, no!
Starspeeder is carrying an agent vital to our rebel cause.
The spy?
Precisely. Deliver them safely to the rendezvous point I am transmitting to your R2 unit. Good luck, and may the Force be with you.
What are you saying? This is madness!
Until the captain has opened the exit doors. You may then unlatch your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Make sure you have all your personal belongings as you exit. Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm trying to run around ride again and do our fast pass. Want to do that? Hey, three more times in one day. Okay, we're not going to stop in the gift shop, okay? We're going to walk right through and go get on it again. Nana. Yeah, but right now we can go get on it again. We can ride it two more times. We can tie our record for last year. Okay?
Well, starting
I enjoyed it. I was like this the whole time.
That last one was good. Remember a year ago you were like, I don't want to ride this. I don't think I like it. I don't know if I like it. It's so soft. And now you're like, See if we can get on it again. Still recording it, so. get the best one out of three. Yeah, we get the t-shirt. Hey Jane, you see that guy's shirt? The red shirt, and it's got about three faces of the stormtroopers on it. It says support for troops. Let's walk over and see if we can walk on again. And then we can do our fast pass. Yeah. We might, hey, you want to try for four this year? Huh?
Enjoy your flight, guys.
Walking right back on. Joanna? It's rare to get to ride it more than a couple times in a day. You might get chosen for a spy. You look suspicious enough, don't you, Mommy? Hey, hey.
Thank you.
the guy at the heavy line say, like my shirt.
What order do you want?
I just received word that the captain is having some sort of technical problem. And that's why I'm the systems analyst and you are the astromech. Don't you tell me to hide the overgrown goblin priest. I know exactly what time you depart. You just do your job and I'll do mine. Excuse me.
Who are you?
C-3PO, systems analyst.
It's about time. The binary motivator is active.
Well, binary is like a separate language to me, but I can't fix the motivator. Yes.
Just make it quick. We're scheduled to depart in a few minutes.
Then there's no time to lose. Off with you. All right. Good, good. Tower droids. What? Oh, now this is not working too. This will take longer than I thought.
Please pay attention to the following safety information. When the automatic doors have opened, please proceed directly across the ramp into the cabin. Continue to move all the way across your aisle, filling in every available seat. Galactic regulations require that all carry-on items be safely stowed beneath your seats.
10 to 11.
To fasten your restraint, use the yellow strap to pull the belt out on the right side of the seat and snap the belt into the buckle on your left. For your safety, remain seated throughout your flight with your restraint securely fastened, and please watch your children.
Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad ajustado y cuiden a los pequeñitos.
Do not put on your flight glasses until instructed to do so by a crew member. One final reminder, smoking and photography are never permitted on any Star Tours flight. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask a Star Tours agent. You'll be boarding in just a few moments. Thank you.
Prepare for immediate boarding.
Yeah. As a reminder, please remain seated throughout the flight. 10 minutes.
That's us. We can't take off. The captain isn't on board.
Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
Excuse me. You don't seem to understand. I am not the captain. I am C-3PO.
1401, clear for takeoff. Contact departure on frequency 429.
Wait! R2-D2, I am not programmed to fly these things. Now just turn us around this instant before we get into trouble. I knew it!
Prepare to be boarded, Captain.
I'm afraid there's been a terrible mistake. I am sleeping.
We know you have this rebel spy on
board. I've never seen a human before. Oh, dear. Oh, no.
By pressing the release button on your left. Make sure you have all your personal belongings as you exit. Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.
it for real now? Do it for real now, okay?
I did.
Those are just practices.
Then after this time.
Okay. Yeah. These past two times are just practice runs. Those are just practices. Keep moving.
Where you will never find a more wretched life of stuff and filth.
Regulations require that all carry-on items be safely stowed beneath your seats. To fasten your restraint, use the yellow strap to pull the belt out from the right side of the seat and snap the belt into the buckle on your left. For your safety, remain seated throughout your flight with your restraint securely fastened. Please watch your children.
Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad ajustado y cuiden a los pequeños.
Do not put on your flight glasses until instructed to do so by a crew member. One final reminder, smoking and photography are never permitted on any Star Tours flight. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask a Star Tours agent. You'll be boarding in just a few moments. Thank you.
It's a long line to do it when we left the gift shops. Why don't we do it before we leave this afternoon? Because you gotta carry that all over the car.
All passengers, please prepare for immediate boarding.
Why aren't these people moving?
Thank you.
but a whole row wasn't moving, getting up and moving, huh?
Good, Lord?
Yes.
Strapped in?
This is great.
Ready? All right. Yeah, they'll tell us what. I mean, if you want to, you can. It's not hurt it.
Brian Bailey, Daddy.
Star Tours 1401, you are cleared for departure.
1401, that's us. We can't take off. The captain isn't on board.
Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
Excuse me, you don't seem to understand. I am not the captain. I am C-3PO.
1401, cleared for takeoff. Contact departure on frequency 429.
Wait! R2-D2, I am not programmed to fly these things. Now just turn us around this instant before we get into trouble. I knew it! Don't shoot!
Prepare to be boarded, Captain.
I'm afraid there's been a terrible mistake. I am seeing.
We know you have this rebel spy on board.
I have never seen that thing before. Okay.
Don't underestimate my power.
Madness!
Kamikaze! I'm
ship needs a donadillo through the planet's core.
Any help would be appreciated.
We are picking up some strange readings. Stay close.
Oh, dear.
We are under attack. Oh, good luck, Star Tours. You are on your own now.
On our own?
We hope you enjoyed your flight, and we look forward to seeing you again soon. Goodbye!
Please remain seated until the captain has opened the exit doors. You may then unlatch your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Make sure you have all your personal belongings as you exit. Thank you for flying Star Tours. Goodbye!
Sorry for the audio gap near the end of the memory. That's where I discovered that my microphones had come unplugged from my audio recorder. I hope you enjoyed three consecutive rides on Star Tours. We sure did. I really appreciate you taking time out to listen and share my family's Walt Disney World memories. If you like this podcast, could you do me a few favors? Please like us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/WDWPENSIEVE and subscribe to the podcast on Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, or YouTube. Also, help spread the word. Tell your friends about the podcast. Encourage them to give it a listen and maybe even subscribe. Please leave a review about the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or YouTube. Leaving comments and reviews helps to increase the visibility of the podcast on these platforms, which could lead to more subscribers and increased circulation. If you'd like to contribute to the podcast, there's a PayPal donation link on our Podomatic page. Any funds donated would go to the purchase of better audio equipment to produce this podcast and record the memories. And finally, if there's one particular attraction you'd like to experience with us, please send an email to wdwpensieve@cableone.net. I've only processed 2.5 days of our last trip and already have 30 memory threads ready to go. I'll have even more once I process the other 2.5 days, so chances are I have a memory thread of what you want to hear. Just drop us a line. Also, I'm being sent to Tampa in just 9 days for work, and my wife will be going with me this time. We're taking this opportunity to have a delayed 15th anniversary trip with just us, no kids. And we'll be visiting the Magic Kingdom for about 10 hours while we're there, recording binaural audio the whole time. So I'll have even more memory threads for the Pensy. Let me know soon of anything you'd like me to capture while we're there. So that will do it for memory thread number 5 in the WDW Pensy. Once again, I appreciate you sharing our memories with us. Thanks for listening, and we'll see y'all real soon.